Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, and welcome to our Tuesday morning Mastermind Focus Group. Anyway, I'm not sure if I'll be the only one, but hey, if I am, it's all good. What have I been manifesting? Man, I want to get better in my run, and I'm running faster. I was like, it's amazing. And I want my shoulder to be better, so it's getting better. And I want it to be perfect, and I need that to be a miracle, right, to be super perfect, because it helps me when I'm super active. So that's one thing. And then making decisions. Man, do you guys ever have a hard time with that? I do. Making a decision. And so that's what I'm really working on is, like, you know, because sometimes I get afraid that I'm doing the wrong thing or I'll hurt somebody's feelings. And so I'm really doing that now. And I had quite a few people owe me money, right? And because, I do my coaching and people get, you know, they say, oh, I can't pay you right now, it's pay later. And I understand that to a point, but then it gets to be ridiculous. You know what I mean? And I was so nervous about talking to people over the weekend. And some of you guys have talked to me, and that's cool. I get it. All right. And there's some extenuating circumstances. I also get that. But then there's people that are just darn right sloppy. And I get that too as well. And that's okay, because they can show up the way they want to for me. But if they want to work with me, I'm going to make a decision to say everything needs to be whatever it needs to be. And then for myself, I'm making a decision. I go, okay, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm just going to do it. And because I don't want to be sloppy either, right? You know, for me, I don't want to be sloppy. And be in truth and integrity, which is really hard sometimes. Don't you guys agree? And to have the truth and integrity about everything and anything that you do. And sometimes truth is the way you feel inside about what you want to do. Have you ever done something for a person and you didn't really want to do it, but you did anyway? Is that truth? Is that integrity for you? And gosh darn, that's hard. And so that's what I'm working with now. And being honest with myself about what I really want, and being honest with myself in how to get it, and how to have it, achieve it, or whatever you want to say, or be it. Maybe it's a better way, because if you're being it, doesn't really matter. And so I, you know, wrote down a list of goals or things that I need to do every day. I'm doing them. You know, Wayne Dyer's meditation, manifesting, I'm doing every day, morning and evening, except I missed 1.5 days. One day for both, which was the other day. And then the half day was, I didn't do the evening one. But I'm doing it. I'm seeing miracles happen in my life. And I'm seeing a lot of anger that I had just totally go out the door. And if you're not angry, you can create more. You know what I mean? And then the other thing I'm doing is I wanted to get better on my run. And you guys, I'm doing that. And it has taken so long to not overcome an obstacle, but to move to the next phase, right? And so how do you start running? Take the first step, right? So, and that's cool, and I'm really enjoying it. And so you guys pray for me, because I'm doing a marathon and training for it and conditioning my body, which brings me to the other thing. I want to eat super healthy, right? So I said, okay, one day a week, I'm not going to eat, you know, I'm not going to be as strict on myself. And so that's what I'm working on, you know what I mean? And every day I eat healthy, keep the carbs out, and I'm really structuring it even more. And to be the best I can be. And I'm using Herbalife products too. So they've really, really helped me, give me energy and help me stay lean. Somebody asked me if it's an appetite suppressant. I don't feel that's what I'm doing. I know they have stuff out there for that. And I believe they have it in Herbalife, but I'm using it for energy and healthy eating, you know, because I'm not a food person, right? And so, you know, I don't sit there and think, oh, I'd like to have some beef stew tonight, right? I buy my food prepared, and which works for me. And so I don't, you know, and I'm single, so that helps too as well. But I need to be more strict and more structured with it. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. And I'm saying that on this show is I want you guys to know that I'm saying to whoever will listen now and whoever's going to listen to it later, I'm going to be more structured with my eating, because I want to choose to become leaner, more lean. And by the way, this girl, just to give you a heads up how good this feels, this girl told me the other day, she hadn't seen me in a while, and she was working out. She's a runner herself, I believe. And she's at Orange Theory, and I walked in, told my coach, I said, I went a 10.5 on the treadmill because I would like to sprint because it helps you run longer. Okay, so enough about that. As you can see, I'm obsessed with running and creating a great life for myself and showing others how to do the same, and which I have a great life, and I'm so grateful for it. I told that to my chiropractor who worked on my shoulder. Anyway, enough of that. So she goes, she faced me and she said, "You were so lean. You looked amazing. How did you do it? Do you do Herbalife?" And, you know, I'm going to put it like to you like this. It's my intention to get lean. That is the most important thing. You can use whatever supplements you want. You know, your most important is your intentions, meditation, and spirituality, and trusting that, you know, there's no miracle too great for God. Okay, and our mortal mind says there's miracles too busy or too great, you know, like somebody was bipolar, and do you think God's going to say, "Oh, that's a big one, I don't think I can do that today"? No, there's no level of difficulty in miracles, it's just level of difficulty in us believing. So I'm remembering that, said a prayer for all you guys that are part of, part of Angel Coaches and those who are not, and here I am. So making a decision is key, and knowing that it's not only about the decision, it's about the meditation, it's about the physical stuff you do, right? So that's key. I'm going to see if anybody's joined us, and I'm going to keep you guys a few minutes, and then I'm going to let you go and, you know, create your intentions and be part of your doing some good stuff. So, hold on 1 second. Okay, one of my favorite people. I love you, man. I'm so glad you're here, okay? Tisha, are you here?
Yeah, Tisha. I'm here.
Okay, well, good. Anyway, this woman has a lot of truth and integrity. She'll kill herself trying to do something. I said, "Tisha, don't worry about it." And she goes, "I worry." I'm like, "Man, just enjoy your life." And she struggles, like we all do sometimes, living inside of yourself with truth, and I do that, you know, and I know that you've been really trying to live a good, wholesome life, and I'm happy for you. I know it's been challenging and tough, so I put what I'm out there creating, and I know Vic's here. Vicky, hey, how are you?
Vicky?
She's probably walking the dog, but Vicky,
no,
there?
I'm here. Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Good morning. I was going to give you a call today. Nothing like talking on the radio. All good.
Right.
Anyway. Hey, Tisha, what are you looking to create in your life, you know, today? I know you've got a lot going on, and you're so close. So close.
Peace.
Tell me what you want to create.
Peace.
Okay.
Peace.
Peace.
Just peace.
Good. Wow.
In every way, from business to private life. I just want peace and truth and success. That's what I'm looking for.
And love.
Right now.
And love.
And yeah, love. You know, love and success goes hand in hand for me, you know that.
It does. Love and success go hand in hand. How about you, Miss Vic? Victoria? Vicky?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I am all about love and abundance and prosperity.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Vic had a dream about the other day, and it was really cool that she was very prosperous and had dream symbols that she looked up. I always say, well, did I make that up? No, you would never make that up because you don't know those symbols, right? So the universe talks to you in ways that you know that it's God, the angels, however whoever your higher power is. And that's cool, Vic. I have I want to keep you guys in. You know, we just went through a really strong eclipse, right? The lunar eclipse, I think the next one is in 18 years, right? And so if some of your family members, your friends or family members are getting sick or, you know, some of people have passed away, a lot of times eclipse, when it's our time to go, the eclipse will make that happen easier, okay? So I just want to give you a heads up about that. So keep people in your thoughts and prayers about that. My uncle and sweet uncle, man, I grew up with my aunt and uncle in North Carolina. They were just such a fixture in my life, you know what I mean? And my aunt always had, she was always a very traditional mom, and my uncle was a very traditional dad. And my parents were great, too, but they're just a little different. And my uncle was rushed to the hospital this morning, and so you guys just keep him in your thoughts and prayers because, you know, do I want him to stay? I want him to do what's right, what his soul has agreed to do. and so help all of us accept whatever that may be. Maybe he's going to be here for another 100 years, and that's cool, or maybe not. So just help us all open our hearts to accept what's meant to be will be, you know, and pray for my family. They're very traditional Christians, and I love them. So sometimes when I'm saying things like this, it doesn't make sense to them. But, you know, you guys understand that, so keep them in your thoughts and your dreams. I know Tisha, you had just lost a friend of yours who was 20 or 35 or something like that. So a lot of people, you know, that are meant to have a short life, long life, or whatever, the eclipse a lot of times will bring that in. I don't know if you know that. So anyway, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that we live each day leaving nothing on the table and being happy. So that's my thoughts for today. Anybody want to share anything before we close the call? Because you guys are amazing. And peace is something, Tisha, you've really grown. I'm telling you, right? Because I used to say, who cares about peace? Just show me money, right? You guys ever thought about that? When you have peace, you always have money, right? So we don't realize that. Makes sense? Anybody want to share anything before we close the show, Cole? Yeah, go ahead, Miss Tisha.
Oh, I'm good. I just want to pray that I'm happy and stay positive.
All right. Well, we have Vince here. Hi, Vince. Welcome.
Hey,
oh, my
morning.
Gosh, yeah, I know. I got your text. So congratulations on your stuff that you're creating there. I got your email or your, as I said, your text. So
my
what do you want to create?
Yeah.
More business, more love, more joy.
Oh yeah, definitely more business and prosperity is coming into me and flowing the love to the people.
That's good.
And myself.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Yay, I love that. I'm getting ready to post an article on angelcoaches.org, our blog about loving, tapping into your power. You guys should read it when you get a chance. Go to angelcoaches.org because I'm going to put it there. But it's about tapping into your great power. And I'm going to tell you, the angels woke me up about a week or so ago, and I wrote about it, and I was like, okay. And I submitted it somewhere else, too, as well, and they're going to publish it. But I went, and I got a message last night, put that article on angelcoaches.org, because we could love ourselves without zero limits. That's amazing, okay? So love yourself with zero limits, like God loves. You know, and that means you're tapping into a higher part of yourself. And you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's huge. Because if you're creating it from a higher part of yourself, you're getting a higher vibration of things. You know what I mean? And coming from truth and integrity. And that can be a challenge for us all. So let's pray. Are you guys cool with that? Praying? Let's say a little prayer. Okay. Let's just say, yeah.
Sure.
Say a little prayer for me. Anybody want to do it, or do you want me to start it, or you can chip in, or somebody else can start it, and we can all chip in? It doesn't really matter. Tell me. Okay.
I'll
I'm going to start the prayer then. You're going to do it, Vince? You want to do it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, go for it.
Mother, Father, energy of love of the universe, guide us today with truth and integrity. And light the way in the all places of the shadows as we embrace our shadows as well. Amen.
Amen. And let's say, an abundance and peace and love be for all of us, and let us come from a higher vibration. Amen to that, too. Anybody else want to add anything? Amen. Okay, and so it is. Take care, guys. We'll see you tonight. I'm doing a show with somebody who just saw angels and got transported to heaven and then asked me if it was real. She goes, I can't believe what I saw. Yeah, tonight at 7. You don't want to miss it. Anyway, you guys take care.
Right.
Namaste. Which means the God in me, or the divine in me, sees it in you, and we see it in each other. How cool is that? All right, you guys, enjoy being today. Bye now.